Next patient is Orion, O-V-R-I-E-N. Again, O-V-R-I-E-N. First name is Renee, R-E-N-N. I'm sorry, R-E-N-E-E. Date of birth is July 16, 2025. Date of birth is November 8, 1964. Next birth, a chief complaint, stroke and insomnia. Next birth history present in this patient is a 60-year-old female. Comma. Chief complaint of a stroke. First of a patient had history of stroke before. First of a patient... First of a patient had history of a stroke. First of a patient has been taking aspirin since then. First of a patient hasn't had any more strokes since then. First of a patient denies any hemiparesis. Hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First of a patient also have history of insomnia. Symptoms of first of a patient have difficulty fall asleep. First of a takes a patient 2 to 3 hours to fall asleep. First of a patient was started on Ambien 10 milligrams a night as needed. First of the Ambien helps her significantly. First of it is able to help her to fall asleep. First of a patient is able to fall asleep much easier with the medication. First of it, there's no side effects. First of there's no withdrawal symptoms. First of there's no sleepwalking side effects. First of this first impression, history of stroke. First of all, currently there's no hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next we have history of aneurysm surgery, status post clipping. First up, next we have chronic insomnia, next number high blood pressure. First up, next we have recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, I recommend patient continue to take the aspirin 81 milligrams once a day. First up, explain the patient that will prevent her from having a heart attack and stroke. First up, explain the patient common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke, comma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Comma, recommend the patient to go to the emergency room immediately if she develops those signs and symptoms. Next summer, continue to Crestor 40 milligrams a day for stroke prevention. Next summer, I will refill the Ambien 10 milligrams a night as needed. First up, explain to the patient the common side effects, including dependency, tolerance, withdrawal symptoms, and sleepwalking. First up, patient denies all those side effects. First up, I will continue to refuel it. First up, this marks a DNA dictation. Next patient's last name is O-B-R-I-E-N. First name is Renee, R-E-N-N. Date of visit is March 19, 2025. Next, a chief complaint, history of stroke and insomnia. First time, next, we have a history present in this patient's a 60-year-old female. Common chief complaint of a stroke and insomnia. First up, a patient tells me that she's been taking the Ambien. First up, there's no side effects. First up, there's no withdrawal symptoms. First up, there's no tolerance. First up, there's no dependency. First up, there's no sleepwalking. First up, a patient sleep much better with it. First up, before the Ambien, comma, patient was not able to fall asleep for 2 to 3 hours every night. First up, patient is now taking the Ambien, and it has significantly been helping her. First up, patient denies any hemiparesis. First up, patient denies any stroke signs and symptoms. First up, patient has been taking aspirin every day without any side effects. First up, there's no stomach ulcers. First up, next probe impression number one, a history of stroke. First up, a stable aspirin and Crestor. Next number, aneurysm, a history of aneurysm clipping surgery. Status post cerebral aneurysm, clipping surgery. Next one, chronic insomnia, comma, stable and ambient without side effects. Next one, high blood pressure. Next one, recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next one, our recommendation, continue to take the aspirin 81 milligrams per day. First up, explain to patient common side effects, including stomach upset and stomach ulcers. First up, I also explain to patient the common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke, comma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, recommendation, go to the emergency room if she develop any of those signs and symptoms. First up, continue the Ambien 10 milligrams a night as needed. First up, explain to patient risk. The risk would include the sleepwalking, comma, drowsiness, sedation, dependency, and tolerance. First up, a patient denies any of those side effects. First up, next one, continue to Crestor 40 milligrams a day. First up, next one, this marks the end of dictation.